Hi, everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I am really excited about this next guest. We are going to be talking about picky eaters. And the subject today is, can picky eating lead to nutritional deficiencies? Today, we have Stephen Turner. He is the CEO of Healthy Heights, and he's going to be talking about that with us today. Welcome, Stephen. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kristen.
Well, I am, you know, I'm a big believer in nutrition and a big believer in what we put in our bodies has a direct effect on how we act, feel, and behave. So this topic is really exciting for me today. And I know many people watching or listening, we've all dealt with it. I mean, many of us have. I don't think I've yet met anyone that hasn't told me they had a kiddo that had some type of picky eating issue. So before we jump in, I wanted to ask you, why are you so passionate about helping the autism community?
Well, for me, it's personal. I fundamentally believe our children are the future and that every child deserves the chance to thrive and contribute. I have a kid, I have two boys. Both of them, have had challenges throughout their life. One has continued to struggle with social anxiety issues, difficulty with reading social cues, filtering out the plethora of information, basically, that's just constantly bombarding him on a regular basis. And we've had to basically walk through this journey. He's now a young adult. In his 20s. And, it wasn't easy. So there was a lot of challenges that we were facing. And we also lived in a really great community that actually had what I would consider probably a fairly high population of families that were dealing with autism. A lot of it had to do most likely with proximity to an organization that was in our neighborhood called Encompass. And Encompass, I just wanted to throw a huge shout out for them. Anybody looking in the greater Snoqualmie area up in Washington State, they're a great organization that basically provides a ton of resources for families, including families that have children with autism. And what was interesting growing up, just, watching my children grow up in the neighborhood we lived in, they had a lot of friends on sports teams and in their coursework and in just in the community that had families that were challenged in dealing with autistic kids. And they were across the spectrum. So we had some friends of ours that had some kids that were just, you could not socialize, really devastated with their inability to basically sort of, fit all the way up to what I would call sort of more high functioning, a little bit more socially adept. And then we had family and friends that are dealing with, complementary or similar issues like Asperger's and others. And so that was my community, and that was the community my kids grew up in. So for me, it's again, just trying to find opportunities in any way, big or small, where we get basically the opportunity to contribute and support it. So, I mean, realistically, it's just sort of grasping at that human element that's important in our communities and just being part of it, big or small along the way.
Well, I think when you eat, breathe it, sleep it, live it, like we do as parents, it becomes your life's work, and you never knew it was going to be your life's work. And so, I'm so grateful for people like you that are out there trying to make a difference. So, thank you first and foremost for that. Now let's jump into the topic. Let's talk about picky eating and, can that lead to nutritional deficiencies? I know a lot of people that are listening and watching, often you feel lost. You're thinking, gosh, my kid won't eat anything. They only want, these particular crackers or this particular, cookie or only drinking milk. Or I know with my son, he would literally have his favorite cookies, crackers, gallons of milk a day, and certain chicken nuggets. That was all he would eat. And somehow you convince yourself as a parent, you're like, well, there's meat in that. I think there's some, calcium with that. But you know that it's not healthy. You know that, you want them to have, more on their plate. And so, but then suddenly it becomes this kind of battle where you're afraid they're going to starve to death and such. And so I've talked to many people, I'm sure you have as well. A lot of times they'll ask the question, what are some signs that somebody might have a vitamin, mineral, or protein deficiency going on? What are some of the symptoms and signs that parents can look out for?
Yeah. So first I'll like to preface it with, go to your healthcare professional. Talk to your doctor, nurse, physician's assistant, whoever it may be that's part of your care group, because ultimately they're going to help with any diagnosis specifically. But keys for me, and I will also say, I challenge to find any adult that has a kid in their ecosystem that doesn't struggle with this anxiety and concern of, are they getting what they need? Because mm-hmm. my kids did the butter noodle tour of their entire youth. And so, you know, that just eating butter noodles isn't exactly the best complete nutritional diet. So, and then chicken nuggets, you know, I'm struggling still to figure out exactly what part of the chicken the nugget comes from. But again, you know, so there's all these challenges. So, but ultimately, some of the things that I see and that I use to sort of help with cues were really sort of more physical manifestations of, you know, what might be pointing to a deficiency or a shortfall and something that they need to help grow. Low energy, for example, the perpetual couch potato. Dealing with a child that didn't want to go out because of the social anxieties, the inability to basically read cues and feeling awkward. Sometimes it sort of amplifies the fact that if you see them just being lethargic, low energy, maybe they have poor sleep habits. You know, the hard part for me as a dad was also trying to filter through, is the lack of focus because of the condition that they're dealing with, or is it because they don't have the fuel necessary in order to basically help things go, being conscious of how do I make sure I get them omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids growing up, because I know that helps with brain development, so on and so forth. So there's all these different things that I would look at. But, you know, I have a son, he still, even as a young adult, still does a lot of pacing and a lot of behavioral mannerisms, obviously, that are just, that's how he is wired, and going in and constantly getting snacks, so on and so forth. So of course, it always points to concerns as to whether or not they're getting everything they need. Are there gaps? And so now it's a question of, okay, how do we sort of work through that in order to overcome the fact that all they want to eat is mac and cheese or chicken nuggets or crackers? Saltine crackers were huge. I mean, obviously, cheese, you know, the goldfish crackers. Yeah, thank you for that. So again, and then, you know, what helped us as a family unit, of course, was really trying to not force it, because that always leads to tears mm-hmm. and never to a solution. And finding little wins along the way and not trying to slay that dragon all at one time. Mm-hmm. And so lead by example, find ways where you can demonstrate, find ways where you can sort of also make the activity fun. Mealtime should be a time where we get the chance to sort of come together as a unit and not just mom or dad preparing a meal and everybody else waiting for that to happen, right? So find ways to sort of get involved, make it fun, energetic, get your child involved in the routine, sort of remove this aspect of, you know, ooh, I don't want to get involved. And then also find ways to say, okay, let's concede to some extent, maybe chicken nuggets are okay, but let's try something like this along with it, little ways that you can sort of sneak things in. So some of the things that we did growing up was quite literally throwing veggies into a blender, grinding them up and mixing them into pasta sauce. We found some pastas themselves that were actually made differently than traditional pasta. And then to do that all at once isn't going to win, because they'll notice, but then maybe you mix it together. You know, so basically little ways to sort of sneak it in. So doing that in addition to sort of having fun ways to sort of make the routine more engaging and more fun. And then of course, involve them in it, because then it becomes something that you look forward to potentially. And it's a little less of a battle sitting at the table waiting for hours and hours and hours until somebody is allowed to get up and leave because they aren't eating their dinner. So that's
those baby steps and having that victory every step of the way. Right. And sometimes it could just be like a little inch, like they literally just put it to their tongue and you're like, yay.
Yeah, okay, we did it. Exactly.
Maybe tomorrow we'll put it completely in your mouth, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, because it's going to be a texture. It's going to be a flavor. It's going to be a consistency challenge. And again, you're not going to solve it in one day. And this whole life is a journey anyways. And so it's sort of just celebrate the little wins along the way. You'll find sooner than later, you'll be looking back going, okay, great. We've actually gotten a long ways down this road. And so that's part of the game.
I don't know about you. I know with us, we would just eat whatever he was eating. So he never felt like he was, you know, isolated in any way.
Right. Right. And then sometimes, as crazy as it sounds, sometimes it's just easier to sort of simplify or minimize the choices mm-hmm. and everybody participates in that same offering, right? So then that way you're not making somebody feel like you're making a special, you know, exemption for them. And then there's, then you don't have, you have a lot less concerns over whether or not, you know, they're going to have pushback or whatever later on. But then also sometimes you're going to realize you're going to be in a battle where this is what's on the menu tonight. This is what we're eating. And let's get through this meal together. And again, celebrate the wins. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have every meal go perfect and flawless. That's just life. And that's never going to change. Even as we get into our adult lives, that's always going to be the case. So it's just a matter of take every little bit you can as you're on the journey.
Well, and I just think that, you know, the parents that are listening and watching, you know, we've been there. I mean, my son is 21 and yet he is still, you know, picky at times. If he knows what it is, it's great. If he doesn't, you know, now he's better in the sense of like, he'll take two or three bites and then he'll be like, okay, I'm all done. And I'm like, okay, great. And then I might not ask again for like a day or so. And then I'm like, oh yeah, remember we were eating this. He'll say, no. I'm like, come on, buddy, just like a couple bites. And it's so funny because once he like decides that he's going to like it, it ends up becoming one of his favorite things. But he was so, you know, fearful or had anxiety of whatever that new thing was. And, you know, just, you know, saying it's okay, just a couple bites, you know, that's all I need. And now, you know, I can think of so many different things that, oh gosh, it was such a battle to try to get it. I remember being thrown across the room, the boxes of whatever we were eating, you know, whether it be a particular cracker that I was trying or a particular food. I mean, it would be all over the floor. It would, the plates would be all over. And you just have to know that, you know, if you just a little by little, those little steps you were talking about, just don't give up, because that seems to be, for me at least, and I'm sure as you were talking, that was your victory as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just keep, and that's just it. It's just keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. And
yeah.
Eventually the journey itself is the best part. And then you're going to miss it later in life when it's no longer part of your routine. So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's, and it goes by fast. And so yeah. Now I want to talk about Healthy Heights. I know you guys create shake mixes that parents can mix and serve. I know there's a vegan option, which means, and it's also gluten-free. So many of our families, we encourage you guys to look for gluten-free, dairy-free options. So you guys offer a gluten-free vegan option. And, you know, I know it's not a replacement shake. So I wanted you to kind of give us an example of like what that is. Can you explain the shake to us and how it's made?
Sure. So the core reason for our whole portfolio and everything that drove sort of the creation of the company and our line under the Healthy Heights really all stems from where we started. And where we started, the nucleus behind everything that we're doing stems from the Schneider Children's Medical Center in Tel Aviv, Israel. They're the largest healthcare provider for Israel and in the Middle East. And they're actually essentially the global epicenter for both research and treatment of all different types of growth and development challenges in kids. And they treat the whole. And so they were looking for a nutritional alternative back in the day that ultimately gave them the ability to offer something as an alternative to growth hormone therapy, because a lot of children that have challenges with growth and development, oftentimes it's just because they're picky eaters or because they have nutrient gaps and they don't necessarily qualify for some of these medical interventions. And then the clinicians themselves sort of looked at really what was out in the marketplace. And when you look at the vast majority of the products out there right now, you have things like, you know, Carnation Instant Breakfast and other sort of meal replacements. And you know, we have to recognize that we're basically treating our kids now to grow up living off of a bottle and not actually developing a healthy relationship with food and learning how to self care and basically self-advocate and grow and be healthy. And so that's really what started this all. So basically, fast forward to where we're at today, what we have essentially is a powdered beverage mixture in a variety of different formulations that are all laser focused on specific need states, because our kids all have different things they require at different ages as they grow and develop. And we also have to remember that our kids are doing so much more than we are as adults. You know, they're growing tissue, connective ligaments, organs, as well as trying to grow and thrive and have the energy to be able to, you know, have fun. And so they just, their nutritional needs are so much more than what, say, mine are as an adult. Now I'm just trying to battle the bulge and make sure I get protein in my diet because I'm older and that's apparently something I need. So at the end of the day, they're designed specifically for kids. They're a supplement, meaning that they're basically meant to be taken with food. They're basically meant to be a tool in our chest, our tool chest as a caregiver, to basically help eliminate our anxieties and concerns about whether or not the chicken nuggets they're eating all the time is all they need, right, for example. And then the nice thing about powder is the versatility that it presents. So instead of grabbing a pre-made bottle that you're stuck with whatever is in there, which is typically going to be low quality ingredients, high amount of sugar, and who knows what, we have a powder that can be mixed as directed, right? Just add a little bit of water, shake it up, and now you have a 4-ounce serving that's small, designed specifically for kids and little tummies so that you're not overwhelming them and they can sip it along at their leisure with the meal. But then you also have the ability to cook with it. You can incorporate it into the actual meal routine. You can have fun with it. So it gives you a lot of versatility in how you engage in the mealtime routine, because what we want is healthy relationships with food. We want to learn that our body needs certain things, and we wanted to create a kid-friendly, sort of flavorable and fun way to basically say, okay, let's fill the gap so we don't have to worry about what it is that they need. And taking all of the anxiety out of it from a caregiver standpoint of, if all I have available are adult products in the marketplace, how do I adjust those for the needs of my child? And then making sure that we provide education and information and resources to families so that they can understand what it is that their kid needs and where are they at as it relates to what would be considered normal for them, because we're all obviously going to be different. And so that's really, at the end of the day, what the formulas represent. So what's nice about it is simple heat-stable powders, a variety of options so that you don't have to have any one flavor or any one format, and the ability to basically either simply mix it with water or with milk, if that's the liquid of choice, or incorporate it into muffins, pancakes, smoothies, cookies, so basically ways to sort of cheat the system and get quality nutrition and the building blocks they need into a variety of different ways versus just, a bottle that you grab off the shelf and take the cap off and down the hatch.
I love that. So it's not a meal replacement. It's basically, it's the multivitamin and added protein, which I love. Right. And yeah. So you can put that in with like any beverage, whether it be in, whatever your milk choice is, whether it be almond, coconut, whatever, or water. Exactly. Love the sneaky kind of chef, we've heard that before, right? Where some people feel guilty, and I'm like, why are you feeling guilty? It's like, to me, it's like, what are you feeling guilty about? You want your kids to have nutrition. Exactly. What about having a cookie that tastes good and it's healthy for you? I mean, goodness. Right.
And that's what's fun. And we provide a lot of recipe resources, a lot of things to sort of help on the journey. So one of the things that we try to encourage people that are interested or starting to look into the brand is join our email group, because you're going to get regular recipes on a weekly cadence and information from a variety of different key opinion leaders and all sorts of stuff that, again, are tools in the tool chest that we need, because this is a long journey. And so there's a lot of different ways to sort of help along the way. So that's what the
brand is. It replace the multivitamin that they're taking now?
So depending on the product, yes. So for example, the kids protein line, which we're talking about, that's available both in our plant-based vegan line as well as in the dairy-based range, has a comprehensive multivitamin, multi-mineral mix specifically designed for kids. So it allows you to basically not have to worry about the gummy vitamins, which are usually super high in sugar, and you've got to eat a handful of them in order to get anything meaningful out of it. And in the case of the vegan line, we intentionally increased the levels of certain nutrients that would normally be deficient in a plant-based diet, so that you have added iron, for example, and things like that, that normally if you ate meat, would be available in the food. So again, it's a way to basically ensure that we're giving all the basic building blocks necessary in a simple way that allows you to basically cover the gaps. And that's all what we're about. We're, it's not meant to replace the meal. It's meant to basically fill those little gaps that we know, that we see, because they're just eating chicken nuggets, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when you're when you're filling those gaps, which I love, we're talking about this as for kids. However, is it of any age? Because anybody listening or watching, if you've ever seen any of my interviews, I call everybody a kiddo. I don't care if you're 2 or 52, you're somebody's kiddo. So is there an age limit of, you know, of people like you, do you have to be a kid only, or can any age take your products?
It's food. So no, there is no age limit. So I kids protein's in my pantry at home. So I use that when I, because occasionally with a busy lifestyle, I don't have time to make myself breakfast. Mm-hmm. So my option is a granola bar, or maybe something from McDonald's drive-through, or whatever it may be, right? So I like on occasion to make myself a breakfast smoothie. And I will then take 2 scoops of my kids' protein range, because of course I want to get 20 grams of protein, for example, as opposed to just 10. And then now I don't have to worry about taking a multivitamin, multi-mineral, because it's already basically in there. I've got this super tasty powder that I'll add, maybe a banana, throw in some blueberries, and maybe some ice, blend it up, and voila, there's my, at least I feel like I'm getting quality nutrition and low calorie. Because what's interesting is when you look at kids' protein specifically, a serving for a child is 90 calories, and it delivers 10 grams of high quality protein, whether you're looking at the whey-based version or the plant-based version, which is a mixture of 2 plant-based proteins, plus all the multivitamins and multiminerals. And then of course, just doubling the scoop up, now you have something that again is 20 grams of protein. It's 160 to 180 calories. And so how can you find quality nutrition that's low calorie like that, even for us, right?
Yeah.
I love the taste. And so I have one of my secret recipes is I'll use the chocolate flavor, and then I'll throw in a banana and a scoop of peanut butter. And I call that my Elvis special, because apparently Elvis liked the peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just feels like I'm cheating. It's decadent. It's luxurious. It's creamy. It feels like I'm eating a melted ice cream shake, but it has what I need without stuff I don't. But yeah, so any of the lines. So obviously everything that we've developed is developed specifically for a targeted need. Mm-hmm. And each of the formulations is unique in that regard. And so then again, there's a solution depending on what it is that you're trying to solve. But at the end of the day, it is food. So there's really no age limit, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And it's fun and tasty. And
I love it. I love that it's a multivitamin added protein, and you can literally put it wherever basically you want, whether it be a smoothie in your, just your drink as you're drinking it along with your food, or bake it. So I know you have recipes.
Ours, it's funny. Ours sits in the kitchen. We have this little sort of gondola rotating doohickey that we bought at Target back in the day, that we put all of our vitamins and the kids have their little like gamer drink powder mixes. We put in, we're a big fan of elderberry powder. So we have these little elderberry packets that we can mix with water. We put our liquid IV, which is a really great hydration sort of Gatorade alternative that we have in there. And then we have a canister literally full of protein powder with our Healthy Heights kids protein. Mm-hmm. Because I use it, my wife uses it, my kids still use it, and they're way beyond 16. Mm-hmm. Because they like it. And it's just a simple, quick, and easy way. So it's almost like an appliance that's sitting in the middle of our kitchen. And we just, if we're just making a smoothie, toss it in the smoothie. If somebody just wants to mix it with water, they mix it with water. If they want to add it to the pancake mix, I'll tell you what, the vanilla flavored powder mixed into pancakes
Ooh.
Is so good. Chocolate too, because then it feels like having a chocolate pancake. But that vanilla, especially with just a little pat of butter on it, you almost don't need syrup. It's so tasty. But then you throw a little bit of syrup on there, or even just sometimes, my kids would put strawberry preserves on their mm-hmm. pancakes, whatever, just sort of sweeten it up or whatever. But yeah, that's a winner. And it also, what's nice is when you're cooking it, it smells phenomenal. If you've ever done pancakes where you add natural vanilla flavor to them, uh-huh. you'll understand sort of how that smells.
Yeah,
so that's a cheater. One of our favorite opportunities as well. Cause now you can have your carb load pancakes, but you're getting, protein and vitamins and minerals with it as well. So.
Well, I love it's for the whole family. And I know that, we've been partners, AHA and Healthy Heights has been partners for a few years at least. Yeah. But before that, I've known you because we were partners from other things we've done. And so again, we're so honored to be working with you and helping families together. How do families find out more about you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. The simple solution is if you want to learn more about the company, we have a company website that's www.ngsolutions.co. Because we are an Israeli company, we don't have the M at the end, so it's .co. But also go to healthyheights.com. That's our consumer-facing portal that has all of our products. There's a ton of resources in there. We have content. There's a blog with recipes and guides on basically how do we solve the challenge of life and make it fun. There's resources there also for healthcare professionals as well as parents that are concerned about maybe where their kid fits on the growth calculator as far as height and weight, and you know whether or not they're ahead of schedule or behind schedule based on where they're at. And so there's a lot of information there. So I would encourage you to go there. And then of course just reach out at any point. You can always connect to us through any of the websites. And then we have a lot of resources, as you would imagine. Our chief medical officer, our chief scientist, are still the founding fathers that still work and teach and practice at Schneider Medical Center. They're affiliated members of a variety of different groups like ESPGHAN and all these health-centric, you know, because a lot of the work they've done is what is training all of our pediatricians and future pediatricians and pediatric endocrinologists and nutritionists around the world. So there's a wealth of content that we can certainly also help with just by getting in touch with us on our either of our websites and just reaching out.
And, you know, I know the people that are listening and watching, sometimes, you know, they're listening, they're like, oh, this is so exciting. And, oh, it, you know, you're just giving them that kind of like nudge or that little push. But what message do you want to leave them with today?
So celebrate each and every win, no matter how small. Life is a journey. It's simple forward momentum that matters. It's going to have challenges. There's going to be days you're just going to want to sit down and cry. And that's totally okay. But remember that it's the struggle, it's the brevity that makes it so special. And just leverage each other. So we have to lean on ourselves. We have to lean on our family unit. And then we also have to be part of the community around us because it does take a village and there's strength in numbers. And ultimately, I think that's the secret that helps us recognize and unlock the humanity in all the chaos around us. Forget your politics, forget your beliefs, forget your that. You know, we're all in this together. And that's, I think, ultimately how we win.
I love that. That's a beautiful message. Thank you so much for being here today, Stephen. I greatly appreciate it. I know everybody that listened and watched, I'm sure they got so much out of it. And again, like you said, we're in this together. We're not alone. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And to everybody watching, thank you guys. Until next time.